All right, adventurers, buckle up. We've got a special deep dive just for you today.
A journey filled with giving and kindness.
Oh, it's a heartwarming one. Perfect as we head into Thanksgiving, right?
Absolutely. It really captures the spirit of the season.
So, are you ready to dive in?
Ready when you are.
Awesome. Today's story is all about four friends, get this, named Colly, Dante, Jess, and Richard.
Quite the team.
They sure are. And they're on this mission, see, to make Thanksgiving extra special, not just for themselves, but for their whole community.
A noble goal. I can already tell this is going to be a good one.
It really is. So it all starts with their teacher, Mr. Hughes.
Mr. Hughes.
He gives them this challenge, like a Thanksgiving challenge, you know, to collect 50, that's right, 50 food items for the school's big Thanksgiving food drive.
50 items, that's a lot of food. I'm impressed already.
Me too, right. But these kids, they were determined. And to make it even more exciting, Mr. Hughes promised them a super special surprise if they reached their goal.
Oh, a surprise. Now that's motivation.
So first things first, where do they go to collect all this food? Well, they decide to visit, get this, a very kind older couple, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson.
Oh, how sweet is that?
I know, right? And the best part is, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson were so incredibly happy to see them.
Makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside, doesn't it? Seeing young people eager to help out, it's a beautiful thing.
And Mrs. Johnson, she actually said something that really stuck with me. She said, and I'm paraphrasing here, Thanksgiving is about lending a helping hand.
Wise words.
So true. And they gave the kids all sorts of yummy canned goods for the drive, you know, like canned vegetables and pasta, the good stuff.
Classic Thanksgiving staples. I bet those will be appreciated.
For sure. Okay, next stop on their Thanksgiving adventure. Dante's Uncle Mario's grocery store.
A grocery store, even better.
Now, Uncle Mario, he's a generous soul, believes every little bit counts.
That's the spirit. Every bit does make a difference.
Exactly. So Uncle Mario, he gave them a big bag of rice, more pasta, and beans. Everything you need for a hearty meal.
That's going to make a difference for a lot of families. I love how everyone is pitching in and contributing what they can.
Now, Jess, being the artistic one of the bunch, decided, you know what? We need to spread the word even more.
Oh, I like where this is going.
So Jess made these bright, colorful posters all about the food drive.
What a fantastic idea. Posters are a great way to get the word out.
And they didn't just put them up at school. Nope, they went all out. Put them at the library, even around their neighborhood.
Now that's dedication. They went above and beyond.
They really did. And you wouldn't believe this. One family, after seeing their poster, was so touched by their effort, they donated an entire box, a whole box, of mac and cheese.
Wow, that's incredible. Talk about generosity.
I know. It's amazing how one act of kindness can inspire another, isn't it?
It truly is a ripple effect.
So throughout their adventure, the kids learned about different kinds of foods, you know, the ones people really needed, especially during Thanksgiving.
It's important to think about providing nutritious and balanced meals, especially for families who might be struggling.
Right. Everyone deserves a good Thanksgiving meal.
Absolutely.
And then finally, the big day arrived. The day to count all those donations.
The moment of truth.
They were so excited, and drum roll, please.
Yeah.
They collected, are you ready for this? 75 items.
75? That's amazing. They blew past their goal.
Way past. Mr. Hughes, he was beaming, so proud. He praised their teamwork, their kindness.
It really shows what can be achieved when we work together toward a common goal.
And you know that super special surprise I mentioned?
Oh, yeah. What was it?
It was a delicious Thanksgiving lunch for the whole class, complete with, wait for it, pumpkin pie and apple cider.
Now, that's a reward worth working for. I could practically smell that pumpkin pie.
I know, right? And afterwards, Richard and Jess, you could just see the joy on their faces. Richard, he said, helping others just feels awesome. And Jess said they finally understood what Thanksgiving is truly about, giving back and sharing with others.
It warms my heart to hear that. It's a valuable lesson for everyone, not just during Thanksgiving, but year round.
Absolutely. And to top it all off, Colly raised a glass of apple cider and made a toast, said, cheers to teamwork and Thanksgiving adventures.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
What a heartwarming story, right, Wei? As we all prepare for Thanksgiving, let's remember to be thankful for everything we have and find ways to share those blessings with others. Even small acts of kindness, you know, like helping a neighbor or donating to a food bank, can make a big difference.
You got it. Every act of kindness counts.
Until next time, happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and happy exploring.
Happy Thanksgiving.